97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. Hans and Scotty, hope you're all well. Thanks for making us part of your day. As we continue on, getting you ready for, hopefully, the start of college football. I can say, though, that we are looking at a situation now where, Hans, at least we got camp starting. BYU's got camp starting today. Utah State expected to start camp tomorrow. So, yeah, there you go. Let's take the little victories right now.
Okay, so there are little victories. And I know that I'm a little bit hung up on this BYU schedule thing. Because Utah State, I think that they've got their schedule. I think Utah State's going to be just fine.
Yeah.
I think Utah's got their schedule. They're going to be fine. I think that, you know, other than a handful of teams in this country, they're going to be fine. So I've put together – I'm just about to tweet this out, but I've got to put together maybe two or three other teams here. I've got currently 8 games for BYU. And by the way, I have been told by the front office of BYU that they will play the max amount of games that are possible. So if there is a conference out there that's playing 12 games, BYU is going to play 12 games. If everybody's only playing 10, BYU is going to play 10. But BYU wants to max it out. And I'm taking into account that the AAC is an ESPN contracted conference. I don't think that the Mountain West Conference is going to schedule more than the 3 games that they currently have with BYU because of the TV partnership. And I don't know if BYU is going to want to give the Mountain West Conference another home game. So I don't see the Mountain West Conference really working with BYU. I see the AAC maybe doing it. And then I see Big 12 doing it because it is rumored that the Big 12 is opening up. So here's kind of my guess at a schedule. Okay. At Oklahoma State, possibly to start the season sometime around September 10th, 11th, or 12th.
Okay.
At Navy, an AAC team that has had some type of relationship with BYU that ESPN can work a contract with. Again, pure speculation, pure guess. Then you're at home against Utah State as previously scheduled. That's if the Mountain West Conference doesn't wipe off their non-conference schedule.
Yeah.
Which it just feels like it's 50-50 right now.
I'd say those are probably appropriate odds.
Okay. And then you get Houston at home, another AAC team that was previously scheduled to come to Lavelle Edwards Stadium. You got to hope that the AAC will keep some of their negotiation. Then you're at Northern Illinois, at Boise State, back-to-back weeks. San Diego State, at home at Lavelle Edwards Stadium, and then North Alabama as previously scheduled. My guess is they keep that game and probably pay North Alabama whatever they're going to pay North Alabama to come out to Lavelle Edwards Stadium just to keep it on the schedule. So that's 8 games. You got to figure out possibly 4 more if you're going to get to the 12. So we just got the announcement on the Sun Belt. So the Sun Belt teams are a possibility. Conference USA is a possibility.
Yeah.
Maybe they're talking to another AAC team. I just don't know if an ACC team is just a pipe dream. I don't think you're going to be able to slip into the ACC.
I don't either. I don't think, frankly, I don't know if the ACC wants schools, coming from all the way across the country or not. I don't know if you want to go all the way across the country or not.
So is at Oklahoma State a reasonable?
I think that's a little bit more reasonable than going all the way over to Virginia Tech or Clemson or Virginia or wherever.
Yeah. Yeah, I would agree with that. I feel like ACC's got their own agenda.
Yeah.
With their early start, and I mean they're starting. Let's see, I wrote this down in the notes this morning. The ACC is expecting to start on September 7th. The ACC will start games the week of September 7th. The Pac-12 and the SEC pushed their start dates back to September 26th. We know that the Big 12, like we talked about earlier, Scotty, the Big 12 said that they could start as early as September 19th with their conference. And they would leave that one non-conference game before that September 19th. They're saying they might even push it back, conference play back to September 26th, which would leave their one non-conference game for that September 19th weekend.
So can I throw a wrench in this a little bit and take this conversation in a different direction?
Yeah.
So we hinted at this a little bit last week, but this is a real possibility. And I think we're just a matter of hours away from this being settled. So today the NCAA is meeting and its board of governors or board of directors, whatever, and they're going to decide whether or not they're going to essentially sponsor fall sports, meaning that they'll provide championships for fall sports. Volleyball, soccer, FCS football, those, you know, any sport that comes in the fall, will there be, they're going to decide whether or not they're going to sponsor championships. I talked to a coach last week. Now, this was about, about a week ago.
Did you mention March Madness on that?
No. That's not fall. I'm just talking about fall.
Oh, you're just talking fall.
Just talking fall. And so I talked to a coach last week who believes, he goes, everybody I'm talking to says that the NCAA is going to do that. They're going to cancel those fall championships. So if that happens, now that was a week ago. Maybe things have changed a little bit. But there is a weird little power struggle between the P5s and the NCAA over this. And if the NCAA says, you know what, we're not, you can, if I guess if you want to play a volleyball schedule, you can, but there's no NCAA championships for volleyball, soccer, cross country, whatever fall sports are going on, we're eliminating those championships. FCS football, that's eliminated as far as a championship goes. So that would lead these schools to not play those sports. Because if you can't play a championship, why are you going to play those sports? So the question is, can the Pac-12 or the Mountain West Conference or the Big Ten or the AAC or the ACC, can they publicly take the PR hit of saying we're going to go ahead and play our sport or play football even though all these other sports we're not playing? So that's going to be the tightrope these teams are going to have to walk. Now, there's even, I saw somebody tweet out the other day that some of the Power 5 schools are saying, well, look, let's just use that as an excuse to eliminate our relationship with the NCAA, and we'll sponsor championships for volleyball and soccer and all that. We'll just take care of it. And we'll have a Power 5 national championship for those sports if the NCAA doesn't want to do that. So this is a really interesting time because – if the NCAA decides to cancel this, you've got a PR thing on your hands where you're saying, okay, I'm taking these kids and we're playing football, but little Susie, who's on the volleyball team, we're telling her it's not safe enough to play. But we are telling our football players it's safe enough to play and we need you to play.
See, what you need to tell little Susie is it's not about your health. It's about you're costing us.
Okay, and that's the PR hit.
Yeah.
I mean, at that point, you're just acknowledging, yes, it's about the money. And that, you know how people get angry on social media these days. You're going to take the optics aren't good.
Yeah.
But the reality is, hey, little Susie, if you want to play volleyball, the football team has to pay for it. And so if we need this athletic department to run so that next year you can play volleyball, we need that football money.
And we're going to save money by you not playing this year.
Yeah. I mean, it's... There's a lot of, I mean, it's going to have a bad look to it.
I think you can take the hit.
I think they're planning on taking the hit.
I think everybody is well aware of the current standing of college sports. And anybody that's not, they're not a college sports fan. They'll get vocal about it. They'll try to make a big deal out of it. And eventually it'll just go away. Because there is I think from sports fans by and large, there's a real understanding of who makes this all go. And if badminton isn't playing, there's a reason they're not playing. And it has very little due to the health and safety. Because we feel like we could keep them healthy, and we feel like we can keep them safe. It doesn't have to do with the health and safety. It just has to do with where we're at financially right now. And what the consumer demand is. Because we don't have a lot of consumer demand for somebody diving off a diving board. We've got a lot of consumer demand for football. and we're going to make this thing work, and we'll take the PR hit. I think they would take the PR hit. And I do think there'd be releases of information trying to inform people why they're doing it. I would hope that people would understand why they're doing it.
Yeah.
The same reason why grown men are showing up on baseball fields right now, despite the fact that there's now multiple Major League Baseball teams that have had an explosion of infection. They're still showing up because they know they got to make their money. So I think they could get through it. I think they could do it, Scotty. I think they could navigate that. Do you not think?
I think it's concerning. I think it's a bad look. I think they will do it, but I also think they're planning on doing it because you don't make all these schedule announcements last week knowing that this meeting is coming to come today and that it's going to come on Tuesday. All this news was announced last week knowing that this Board of Governors were going to meet today. So you don't make go through all the time and effort to put these schedules together knowing that on Tuesday it could all get blown up.
No.
So they either...
No, you don't allow these teams to show up for camp.
Yeah. So you either know what the NCAA is going to still sponsor championships, or you know that you're just going to proceed without them, one of the two. The thing that really scares, or not scares me, the thing that really breaks my heart is the one team, we talk about BYU and Utah and Utah State, and they're going to take their hits, and it stinks for them for sure. The one team here in the state of Utah that is absolutely getting hosed over on this whole thing is Weber State. Jay Hill's got his best team he's ever had that Weber State, frankly, may have ever had. And if the NCAA does what some people think they could, they're not going to – they may not play a season, and they may not – and they'll never have a clue as to how great that team could be. They were going to be a top three team in FCS football and have every opportunity to win a national championship.
They would probably play a season still, though, right? Just not have the NCAA-backed
tournament. Would you do that?
To play the season without the tournament?
Yeah.
Yes, I would.
Take on all those expenses without the opportunity of...
The very minimum, declaring a conference champion. Because the NCAA doesn't regulate the conference championship games, right?
No. Regular season, you can go play whatever you want in the regular season.
So if I'm Jay and every other coach in the Big Sky right now, I think we're all talking, saying, hey, so we're making, our $280,000 or whatever the FCS coaches are making, somewhere in that range. We're making our money. We're busy bodies. We are born and bred to be working at this time of year. So let's work. Well, we won't have a championship. Well, we can find one in our conference. And you're right. I do think that that championship tournament that the NCAA puts on, that's where they draw some of their revenue distribution, right?
Correct. Absolutely.
So that would be, you'd be taking a revenue shot. But if I'm Weber, I'm talking to the governor, I'm talking to the mayor, I'm saying, how many people can we get in here? Can we still do some ticket sales? There's still going to be some consumer demand.
Yeah. You call up the Montana schools, hey, you know what, let's do something.
And you get as many, the thought of Weber State canceling the football season is unacceptable to me. And that might be more my heart speaking than my brain. But if even with the thought of there not being a championship tournament at the end of this FCS season, I'm going forward and declaring a conference champion. What about a TV partner getting involved with the championship tournament? Could it, instead of the NCAA-sponsored championship tournament, could it be the ESPN-sponsored championship tournament?
Perhaps, yeah.
Could a,
I don't know. I don't know the legal ramifications of it. I'm not sure.
Could a Hulu or
Amazon 1AA championships? Well, I don't know.
Yeah, what if they stepped in and said, "Hey, we'll give you $24 million in distribution. We just want all these games and products."
Yeah,
come on, Jeff Bezos, where you at?
He's got money to burn.
Come on.
He's got a lot of money to burn.
Yeah.
We were going over his numbers that he makes per second. He makes close to $2,000 per second every day. Per second.
Really?
Yeah. It's like $1,600 bucks, just over $1,600 bucks per second every day.
It's not bad. It's not a bad gig.
It just makes me nauseous.
I'm like, Dad, I need tuition. Wait 5 seconds. All right, we're good.
You go.
Yeah.
Take it, son.
Hans and Scotty, we're live here at Sound Sleep Medical, 801-285-9731. Listeners out there, you know, I want to talk about the dangers of sleep apnea because a lot of people, you know, joke around like, oh, Dad snores a lot, and it's just kind of a running gag in the family about how bad he snores. Well, that's him not breathing, and there are thousands of people that die every year due to complications from sleep apnea.
That's right. Snoring is a huge red flag for sleep apnea, and it's much more than just annoying noise. Snoring is a sign that you're not getting enough oxygen when you're snoring. And if you don't get enough oxygen during the night while you're asleep, you're right, it leads to all sorts of things. Heart issues, liver issues, even acid reflux is linked to having untreated sleep apnea. Besides, you know, mental confusion and memory loss, anxiety, depression, the list goes on. And it's much, much more than people realize.
801-285-9731. So people are thinking, okay, sleep apnea is bad, but having a machine next to me pumping air through me while I sleep, I don't want any part of that. Well, you don't have to have that. You can get this oral appliance.
That's right. It's such an easy fix. It's a custom-made mouthpiece. You wear it in your mouth, obviously, just when you sleep. It's completely comfortable because it's custom-made. It stabilizes the lower jaw, opens up your airway so that you're getting the oxygen you need during the night.
And you guys really do back this for years. You know, Scotty, I just saw, brought his in after, what was it, two and a half, 3 years?
Yeah.
To have it adjusted and fixed. You guys are really there for people for a lot of years with this.
We're absolutely confident in our product, and we will back it and take care of you. We're so confident you'll have a 30-day money-back guarantee when you come try it with us. So really, what's your risk?
801-285-9731. That's 801-285-9731. Everybody who calls in today gets a free sleep consultation, and you get put into a drawing to win a Better Sleep prize pack. It includes a Minky Couture blanket, a purple pillow, and a $100 Amazon gift card. Somebody's walking away with all of that today. All you have to do is call 801-285-9731. Right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
Ow! Basketball is back. The Zone Sports Network is keeping you up on all the latest news with the Utah Jazz in the NBA. This is a back-to-basketball update.
Oh, he never looked at the net!
Presented by Zions Bank on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
Well, the Utah Jazz could probably, the way they played yesterday, have withstood Anthony Davis and may have been able to withstand LeBron James. But the two of them together, not so much, as the Jazz lose to the Lakers 116-108. Anthony Davis with 42 points, 12 rebounds, 4 assists. Donovan Mitchell, a great game as well. He had 33, 5, and 4. Jazz will be back in action coming up tomorrow. Also, games coming up later on today from the bubble. The Nets will take on the Bucks, Mavericks and Kings, Suns and Clippers, Magic and Pacers. Celtics will take on the Heat, and good game later on tonight, Hans. The Rockets will take on the Portland Trailblazers. It's your back-to-basketball update presented by Zions Bank. For a bank that understands your business, Zions Bank is for you.
Utah Jazz are back.
Catch and shoot three. Pow!
And this is your Jazz game preview, presented by University of Utah Health.
The Utah Jazz are coming off an encouraging performance against the LA Lakers, and up next is a desperate Memphis Grizzlies team. Yes, the NBA has created an environment in the Orlando bubble where the Grizzlies are desperate, losers of their first three in the bubble, now clinging on to the eighth or ninth spot to get into the play-in game. Ja Morant and Jaren Jackson, the young guns, lead the Grizzlies against their former teammate Mike Conley. Tip-off time, 1:30, Jazz and the Grizzlies right here on the Zone Sports Network.
This Jazz game preview is presented by University of Utah Health. They take care of Utah like Utah takes care of each other. On 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
It's time to saddle up and talk about the winners and the losers. This is the good, the bad, and the ugly. Now, Here's the good.
97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. Hans and Scotty, thanks for making this part of your day. Time for the good, the bad, the ugly, brought to you by Zero Res. Call right now, 801-288-9376. Three rooms of carpets cleaned, and the fourth room absolutely free, 801-288-9376. And Hans, I think we should start with the good. Football's back. And, you know, look, we got ourselves some college football. Camps are underway, starting with BYU today.
Including BYU opening today, like Scotty just mentioned. All right, so tell me if this is a fair tweet to send out. Because, you know, when you send out a tweet, it's putting it in writing. Essentially, yep. I become Gordon Monson here.
Sure.
So you can't avoid this. So basically the tweet says, pure speculation on what a BYU football schedule could look like with what we currently know. Again, 100% guessing here. But I just put together something in regards to regional,
yeah,
TV partnerships, a little bit of rumor with the Big 12, current scheduling as best I could. Opening up against Weber State, in-state, you know, just across town. Yep.
You can play two FCS opponents.
You could play two FCS opponents. That would be one of the two.
Yeah.
And it would be a good starter.
Yeah.
And Weber State, you know, coming to Lavelle Edwards Stadium, being worked out through ESPN, potentially.
Okay.
Doable?
Yeah.
Possible? Okay. Second game of the season at Oklahoma State. It's been rumored. The Big 12, it left open the possibility of one non-conference game. It had been rumored that BYU had been working with Oklahoma State. So Weber State opened at home at Oklahoma State, game number two.
Okay.
I put in Army as the third game because I do feel like, to a certain extent, you're going to have to fill your other games with independent teams.
Yeah.
So Army and then at Navy, an
AAC team.
An AAC team. And I go at because I think that the AAC partnership with ESPN, you know, maybe that works at Navy. But then Utah State as scheduled, and then at Liberty, and then Houston as scheduled, at NIU as scheduled, at Boise State as scheduled, San Diego State as scheduled, North Alabama as scheduled, and then finishing at UMass, another independent. So that's a 12-game schedule right there that has one Power 5 opponent, multiple AAC opponents, two FCS opponents, the three Mountain West Conference opponents that were previously scheduled, the one MAC opponent that was previously scheduled. Possible? Fair?
I think it's fair. I think it's possible. It all really depends on what the Mountain West does. Because if the Mountain West goes conference only, or they try to limit their non-conference road games, that could take a big chunk out of that.
Yeah. Yeah, and also the thought of this too, Scotty. If the Mountain West Conference tries to rein this in, remember these games against Mountain West Conference opponents are in the middle of the season. And you'd think that the Mountain West Conference would want to try to consolidate
exactly
that conference season and say, hey, once we start in a conference, no more road tripping.
Yeah.
We're going to try to keep this thing at home, in our states, on our campuses, as much as we can. So, you know, maybe there's not realism to an October, whatever it is, 9th kickoff against Utah State.
I really think the Mountain West is going to tighten things up a little bit. Every indication I've gotten now, granted, things can change pretty quickly, but if I'm the Mountain West, do I want San Diego State playing BYU in, what was that, early November, late October, around there? Do I want Utah State even playing them in October? They might say, look, we're going to – there's a couple ways I think the Mountain West Conference goes here. I think they go a 10-game schedule where they add – normally it's an 8-game conference schedule, but then they add two – additional conference games, push it to 10. Everybody's playing 10. We're going to keep it inside the conference. They could do a 8+1 or an 8+2. We're going to play your 8 conference games, and then you guys can add 2 or maybe even 4 non-conference games, however you want to do it. That could certainly be a play. And if that happens, then sure, you can have a little bit of flexibility. But it seems like everybody wants to say, if you're going to play a non-conference game, that's fine, but it needs to be the first 2 or 3 weeks of the year. After that, we're tightening things up, and we're just playing conference games.
Mm. Well, that would put a real wrench into a lot of things.
All right, there's your good. Let's get to the bad.
Now the bad.
Good, the bad, the ugly right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network.
Things continue to look bad for Major League Baseball, Scotty. St. Louis has now announced that 13 members of the organization have tested positive for coronavirus and that the team's upcoming four-game series with the Tigers has been postponed. It's been confirmed now that 7 players and 6 staffers returned positive COVID-19 tests. And this is all within the last week. And the team has decided to remain in Milwaukee. They're going to be quarantined there. They've been there since Thursday, and they're going to stay there and quarantine there until medical officials clear them to travel. The Cardinals were supposed to play the Tigers at Comerica Park in Detroit starting today, but that's all been pushed. I know that Major League Baseball is hoping to push it and make it up. The plan, according to MLB, is for the Cardinals to resume its regular schedule on Friday against the Chicago Cubs in St. Louis. You got 13 positive tests. You've been quarantined since Thursday, and Major League Baseball released a statement saying they expect them to resume against the Chicago Cubs in St. Louis.
How many players?
Six.
All right. I think you can withstand that.
Let me make sure. 7 players.
7
six
players.
Staffers.
6 staffers. Yeah. All right. Well, lean on your minor leagues. Replace your players. Coaches, you guys just stay in your hotel rooms. Don't need you.
Yeah.
And let's go.
I don't want to have that conversation with the managers, but it would. They could do it from there. They'd put them on a Zoom call or something.
Hey, Lloyd.
Put it like a big Zoom head of.
Of all the sports, what coach means the least to the overall success of a game? Football, basketball, or baseball?
Maybe baseball. It might be baseball.
Okay, and know this. I'm being completely ignorant when I say this, okay? I'm not a baseball guy.
I will be honest that Bruce Bochy was a big part of what the Giants run.
Okay.
So he was extremely vital in some, you know, calls as far as some hit and runs, some bunts. Like, he was pretty valuable.
That's what I was thinking, though. Like, the manager's calls on lineups and bullpens.
Yeah.
It might be basketball. It's between basketball. I don't know.
Have him sit in the hotel room. Have him nice little access to that dugout phone and just be like, hey, bring in the lefty.
Yeah, whatever.
Bring in the lefty.
Whatever the case might be. We might be minimalizing what the manager's responsibility is at that level.
Maybe it's NFL. Maybe it's NFL. You tell me, Hans. Is NFL least valuable?
No. No, I think they're probably most valuable out of those three. I would say college football probably number one. Got to have guys that can manage these idiot kids that make bad decisions, and then NFL's probably number two. You got to have guys that can manage these massive egos, and you know you're working with a roster that's
no egos on a baseball field, that's for sure.
Triple the size of NBA, double the size of Major League Baseball.
I know that you can take a Urban Meyer. And you put him on, and this is why I think USC should have fired Clay Helton and hired Urban Meyer. Because Urban Meyer will have USC in a college football playoff in 2 years. 3 at the worst. Like, he'll do it. Because he's got that track record. We just know that's what Urban Meyer does. Everywhere he goes, he wins and wins at an insanely high level. That's just playing on it.
Yeah. Could make a big difference.
And so, yeah, to your point, college football coaches are everything.
They're everything. They're big.
Yeah.
I think it'd probably be the baseball manager. But I also think that One thing that I've learned about Major League Baseball, and I do give it a lot of respect because I think it's as mental a game as anything out there other than golf.
Yeah. No, I agree with that.
I think baseball is extremely mental.
All right, there's your bad. Let's get to the ugly.
And, of course, the ugly.
Good, the bad, the ugly here on the Zone Sports Network, brought to you by Zero Res. All right. Hey, by the way, who won the major pain in the butt?
So for the ugly today, John Daly won't.
Who won?
You know who won.
I really don't.
You dominate.
Maybe you should show up to the show.
Yeah, you dominate.
Did I finally get a W?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you picked the winning golfer.
I knew that.
Justin Thomas. And I think you were a collective 23 under.
You got me by about 5 strokes, I think it was.
Yeah, it was 4 or 5 strokes.
Well, hey, now everybody's got a W, so it's good.
Yeah, in fact, I've got to write that down for you.
So it's like 3-1-1.
It is 3-1-1. But we've got our first major coming up this weekend. So this is going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait for our major pain in the butt picks tomorrow. Yeah, you did well. I'm just looking at this. So, Scotty, you took Bryson DeChambeau, hit a 4-under. Justin Thomas hit a 13-under plus the minus 3.
Yep.
So you get the 3 strokes. And then Patrick Cantlay went 3-under for a total of minus 23. So it was a really good round for you. And I'm going to put Scotty with 1 win. So Lloyd at 1, Scott at 1. I've got 3, but I am now 0 of the last 2.
Yeah.
And this is going to be fun. I can't wait for the Open. But pretty sad news. John Daly's out. And there's actually a list of guys that aren't going to be participating for one reason or the other. You got Charles Howell the 3rd, who's out for a sprained ankle. You got Braden Grace, who's out for COVID-19. And by the way, he was tied 2nd this last weekend. In the 2nd day when they got the positive test and he had to drop out as a tied 2nd. Lee Westwood is out. He doesn't want to come to the United States because of the level of COVID-19 here. So Lee Westwood isn't coming to participate in the PGA Championship. Padraig Harrington, J.B. Holmes, Charles Howell, Vijay Singh doesn't want to participate. Francisco Molinari does not want to come to the United States. Lee Westwood, Y.E. Yang, those are the guys that will be out. Yeah, I know.
I mean,
because it all comes down to Tiger Woods. I get it.
There's not a lot of these guys I'm really interested in watching. I mean, Vijay, I mean, it's not 1987 anymore, so I don't really care about Vijay.
Nobody want to watch you golf anyways, Lee.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. Lee's a bomber, and Francesco is a bomber.
What does Lee want? Nothing.
Lee's won a few, hasn't he?
I don't think he has a major. I think he's choked on a couple majors.
Yeah, I know he has choked a couple majors. Now I've got to look.
Now we got to look.
Yeah, because Lee's actually a pretty decent player.
Yeah, he's okay.
How old is Lee anyway?
Lee is 47.
Yeah, again, not interested.
Did you just snore?
Vijay Singh's 75. Not interested in that.
Vijay Singh's not quite 70.
Vijay Singh needs to be on the senior tour. Most of these guys need to be on the senior tour.
So,
and I love John Daly, but Daly has no business being there either.
All right, so Lloyd's pretty right here. 2 career PGA Tour victories.
Wow.
Wait a minute, 2 total?
That's what I was saying, yeah.
My guy Troy Merritt's got 2.
He's got 41 international victories, but I think we only care
Lee Westwood has choked more than Colin Montgomery.
Is that supposed to be like a Mama Cass joke or what?
That's my joke.
No, stop.
I don't know where you're going with that.
Saying Colin Montgomery has choked a lot in his time.
I was waiting for Scotty to fire you.
I'm trying. I use it too often. Plus, it's a little insensitive, too.
His best results so far.
I don't
the
think
Honda
Johnny's
Classic
heard my
T4.
Mama Cass joke.
Just stick around. It'll.
He usually finds a way to bubble up every now and then.
He does have 46 top 10
finishes. You could swing
a
dead cat and hit that joke probably a few times.
Yeah, you could.
All right. Anz and Scotty, Old World News coming up next right here on the Zone Sports Network.
Let's go. The Big Show.
It's a big deal.
with Gordon Monson and Jake Scott.
Chris Mannix from Sports Illustrated. Chris, have you noticed any trends with teams struggling with certain things?
The shooting's better than I thought it was going to be. You know, the games I've seen with the eyeball test have been pretty good. I think the defense is just awful by and large. I mean, some of these numbers teams are putting up are eye-popping. I mean, there are a lot of things teams have to clean up defensively, and some of that's conditioning. Guys are clearly not in shape at this point, at least not in the kind of shape they were in before the pandemic hit, but that will hopefully come around as time goes by. It's certainly something worth watching. Will these teams get better defensively? And top-level teams like Milwaukee, L.A., go down the list. Some teams win by their defense. If it's not there, that's certainly a difference maker.
The Big Show, weekdays from 2 to 7 on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole wide
hands and Scott. Hans and Scotty right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. Thanks for making us part of your day. Trying to find out. Johnny was saying Sturgis is still going to happen. August 7th through 16th. That's next week.
Johnny, throw that headset on. So you're hearing that Sturgis is going to go on. What? How many people pack into that?
Oh, man, like thousands, 10, 20,000 people.
Really?
Easily, if not more.
And what are people looking for at Sturgis?
I think just the party, man.
Really?
Yeah, they just want to party. There's usually bands there. So I know like the main act bands aren't going. So the B and C level bands have all been bumped up and making more money. So they're going to go still and perform.
Are you? Do you have plans to go, Scotty?
No. Of all the events.
Out of a seven-day week, I was at a night party 4 out of the 7 days of a week. Like some type of crazy night bender. Hey, by the way, Johnny, did I use that word properly?
Bender?
Yeah.
How did you use it?
By like a crazy party being a bender.
Bender's usually associated with tying one a little on too strong that night.
Oh. Yeah, being a lush. Like, it's more of an individual. It's not a collective thing. It's more of an individual. Like, I went on a bender. Or, boy, she's coming off a bender right now.
Okay, so
am I correct in that?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so a bender isn't a reference to how little sleep you got and how much, not cocaine partying that you did, but, like, just partying.
Okay, does partying mean you drinking a heavy amount of alcohol?
No, just
then
me.
No, that's not a bender.
No, bender would be going on, like, a drug abuse weekend or a
then sleep. I'm wrong. So it has to have substance abuse attached to it.
You know, I like how, like, Johnny says it. You're like, oh, I was wrong. I say it, and you, like, fight me for, like, a month and a half on it.
Because you went to Utah State, and I went to BYU, and I don't know.
I should know, then, what a bender is. Okay, by the way, calm down, everybody. I was just making a joke.
Yeah, Scotty's seen a bender or two.
All right, so Sturgis is ongoing.
Sturgis is on. In fact, I'm on their website right now. You can still register to go and everything.
Oh, help me get a ticket. I want to go.
Are you a motorcycle guy?
Oh, is that? No.
No, it's all motorcycles.
Oh, I thought it was bands.
No, it's just Harleys and, I mean, it's just a bunch of dudes getting together showing off their bikes.
Yeah, if you show up there in your minivan, you're probably going to get beat up.
Yeah.
It's turned into more of a band thing, though. All the motorcycle guys go there, and then it's a party. They bring the bands in.
If I show up on my Schwinn, they're going to be like, what are you
doing? Your moped?
Yeah.
Your Vespa?
Okay. All right. There you go. Thanks, Johnny. Appreciate it. So Sturgis is ongoing.
Sturgis apparently on.
What you may have missed, or sorry, whole world news here.
Oh. Sorry. Go ahead.
So a man in Vermont jumped out of an airplane.
Okay.
And one of his legs came off.
What?
Yeah. Now, this guy just happens to be a double amputee.
Oh, okay.
So it was a fake leg.
There it went.
it was a fake leg that flew off, but it really changed up the way he was gonna land.
Yeah, I'd say.
Yeah, because you know when you don't have
a leg,
two support areas to pivot on, the prosthetic leg. By the way, you know my cousin has the prosthetic leg. That cost him $68,000 for that prosthetic. It's more than the price of a vehicle. So when that leg popped off of this dude while he's skydiving, he's like, that's basically a brand new Ford F-150 that just fell off of my leg.
Yeah.
And is flying through the sky. His name is Chris Markers of Hyde Park. So this dude, he put out a all points bulletin for everybody in the area.
Has anybody seen my leg?
To go look for the leg. This farmer went out in his poppy field, his soybean field, and he found this guy's leg and returned it to him.
Sadly, he disced it up, and so now it's yeah. all
it did have,
shredded.
It did have some pretty nasty scratches. He did not hit it with a disc, luckily, but he did find the leg and returned it. He saw the actual post, though. This guy was like, I'm missing my leg, and it's somewhere in this five-mile radius. So if you guys could keep an eye out for my leg, I'd appreciate it. I don't know, man. Double amputees, should they be jumping out of planes? I don't want to limit them.
You do you, but just know that leg can be popping off. I want to know how that landing went with one leg.
It was not good. Apparently, it was not a good landing.
Did he lose the other leg on the way down?
he kept his other leg intact. He only lost the one leg. Oh, imagine if that amputee, if that prosthetic leg hit somebody in the head.
Oh, yeah. That thing coming down at terminal velocity?
Oh, you'd kill you.
It'd do some damage.
Yeah, it'd rip your skull right in half.
Yeah.
Gotta all be right. careful. If you're a double amputee, all I'm saying is be aware.
Yeah, and don't, I mean, that's getting a little, you're being a little selfish. You got to think of the people below you if you're dropping your legs everywhere.
Right. If you're going to do this, really strap it on, you know? Really strap it on. Get that thing nice and tight.
All right. David Locke joins us next. Hans and Scotty. This is 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.